What's poppin'?
Turn your speakers up.
Turn these speakers up.
You're locked in to the illest girls next door.
You can bump it in your stereo.
On boominlive.com.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, ho. Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. I'm sturdy. 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 Sturdy.
Damn, son.
Hey.
Where'd you
hey.
Find
hey.
This?
Hey. Hey. Illest girl.
We is definitely back with another one, baby. I'm Jay Benz.
I'm Rissy Riss.
And today we have a special guest. Let's give a round of applause for Masterpiece Kai.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
Thank
Singer,
you
songwriter, multifaceted, just talented yes. all over.
Thank you.
Very, thank you.
Very
I'm really trying. I'm trying.
Because
when you come
like
from the bottom,
it.
Facts.
It's hard.
Yeah.
When you come from the bottom,
thing.
You don't have a machine. You don't have mm-hmm. a team. Like, I just, over time, I look back at, like, where I was, like, you know, what I was lacking. And I'm like, I got to fix that. I got to fix that. Like, yeah. kind of on my own. Mm-hmm. And then I got my manager. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
So over has time. Everything been, like, a little more, like, easier, like, with your manager and everything?
What do you mean? Oh, like, having a manager? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I used to have people in my ear like, you don't need a manager. You can do this by yourself. Or like, you know, like, but listen to everybody. It doesn't help you. I'm doing what's best for me.
Mm-hmm.
Having him is very helpful because, I mean, the goal for us is to eventually be signed in the situation. I don't want to say a record label.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
But to have a big situation and you need a manager, you need a team for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
So just give us a little bit of background information. How did you get into music? Like, was it always a passion of yours? Like,
see, look, I don't want to sound like everybody else, but seriously, it was. It really, really was a passion for me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, the first time I remember that I actually, like, was, like, fake performing it, and I liked it. I was like, I'm gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
The Apollo. Y'all remember the Apollo?
Of course.
Never been.
No. I've never been in real life either, but the Apollo. Steve Harvey used to host
mm-hmm.
it, and Monique, I think mm-hmm. she used to host mm-hmm. it. So my father would always turn it on for us. We would watch everybody. Little kids would come up there.
Yeah.
And then
the amateur.
Yeah, it was amateurs or whatever. So we always watched it, and then I just fell in love with it. Like, wait, they up there, like, dancing wild. Like, I want to do that. I started singing in the house, and then basically I think, like, the adults in my house was kind of like, you could sing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The first song I wanted to sing was Monica, You Should've Known Better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be in the house like, it don't matter if you're up. Yes, and it was my parents was like, practice, keep practicing, we're going to take you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take you. Never took me. So I told myself, when I'm 18, I'm going to do whatever I want, and I'm going to do this music shit.
Right.
Yeah. And I just kept going after that. My first time being in a studio was an official studio. I was like 14.
Mm.
I met a producer by the name of Malik. Everybody call him Delios. He's from Patterson.
Okay.
Everybody in Patterson know him. So he met me one time. He met me. You guys familiar with the Gooey Kids?
No.
Oh, damn. Shit. All right. So I guess maybe in Patterson, everybody knew them.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a singer. This one, Facebook was popping. Like
mm-hmm. From the Blue Life. like that era.
Yes. When we all had names for our Facebook that wasn't our real name.
Right.
For real. So they were looking for a singer.
Yeah.
I went to the studio, and I just naturally over time, like I said, since I was about 8,
mm-hmm.
I would like write in a notebook, or sometimes I had like a sidekick. I used to record myself on like voice note, like just singing. I never like understand the concept of being in the studio, but I was just doing that.
Right.
And I went to the studio one time, and I wrote real fast. I write fast, and then he was just like, yo, come back, we gonna mm-hmm. work on your first record. Ever since then, he just took care of me, and like in a way, like he built me up. He taught me how to write better. He taught me how to sing better a little bit, too. And then it got me to accomplish the things I accomplished today.
Let's get into those accomplishments a little bit.
Okay.
So we were just in a green room, and you were telling us about a really huge accomplishment that you just conquered. You know, you want to tell the people about it.
Yes, I do. Okay, so I got my first big placement, and this is a breakthrough for me.
That's good.
For certain people, maybe it's like, oh, that's nothing or whatever. But for me, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
So her name is Drew Sidora. Everybody would probably
if y'all seen The Game.
The Game, yeah.
Y'all remember The Game.
It's funny because I just started watching
The Game. Yeah, she was on The Game, too.
That was Derwin's little little side piece or whatever.
Yeah. Is that the one that he got pregnant?
No. Oh. That's before her.
I never watched the game. So.
You never watched it?
No, you know what? I wanted to, but I was like, it's so many, I think like so many seasons. Right?
It is a lot of seasons.
I was like, I can't.
It is a couple seasons.
I used to like watch it when it actually first came out, but I was mad young. So like now as an adult, like I'm actually going back, rewatching it. I'm like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. I had no business watching this when I was
So I mean, I guess she's from the game. Mm-hmm. She also starred in the TLC movie. She played Left Eye in the TLC movie. And currently she is on Housewives of Atlanta. She's beautiful. She heard my song and I guess she fell in love with it. She was like, I want it. And I was like, she could have it. That's fine. Cause I could, if I could write one, I could write more. So it's fine.
Thanks.
It's fine. So I got my placement with her. I'm gonna be in Atlanta. Thank you.
So, like, what was the initial feeling, the initial reaction once, you know, you heard that she wanted the song? Like, what was that feeling like?
All right, when I first heard about it, I heard about it from the people around me, the people that I was at the session with. Mm-hmm. And when they said it, I was like, all right, okay. Like, in one ear, out the other, because for the last maybe 3 years, I really have been going harder, like, taking the music more serious as far as the visuals, the marketing, the just pushing myself. Minus COVID. COVID really did stop me from doing shows. It did stop me. But other than that, I was taking myself serious. I was in the studio getting better, better melody, all that. Like, I never had vocal lessons, nothing. I just did it. And so people have came across already. Like, I've met people who said, I wanna sign you. Like, they wouldn't tell me. They would tell my manager or the people around me. And be like, I wanna sign you or whatever. And we'll be hype. Like, all right, let's go. Get the songs ready. And then, I don't know, the momentum just died down. So that happened to me twice already. Well, let me say something. See, look, I'm going around. Let me get into detail. The first person, I think he was in connection with Interscope Records back then. He got an artist signed, R&B artist signed back then. So I knew him, and he got the connects. So he don't need me.
He's like, plugged.
Yeah, he's plugged. But I think he was trying to see if I was like willing to like give up something.
And we talk about that all the time.
Yeah, so with him, then he just started acting weird and funny. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Then the next person came around and that just got weird too. Like, they just kind of just felt like they don't say anything. That's the thing with this game. See, like, people will come to you and sell you a dream. And you really will feel like, yo, like, I'm on, like, I'm out of here. And you really not.
It's like you're on a brink of it and you can touch it and then it just gets snatched away.
No, for real.
Because,
so
like,
fast.
They just feel, like, entitled. Like, yeah, well, if I'm doing this for you,
I think they go on a power trip for real.
Definitely.
Like, but so when they told me that she wanted it and she liked it, I was just like, okay, whatever.
And that was like another dream being sold.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. Like, not even, I believed them, but I was just like, everything always about to happen and then it don't happen. So I left it alone. Then now, like literally 3 days ago, I got sent, like somebody sent me her post. And she posted the song.
That's good.
And she was singing it, and I'm like, oh, it's
like,
real
this
now.
This is happening. This is
she
happening.
She posted it, okay? She's verified. She's established. She posted that. And so I'm like, oh, yeah. Right. I hit up the producer. I'm like, what we doing? Like, you know, paperwork and stuff.
Right.
So it's up after that. I'll be working with her more and more.
So being the fact that, you know, you've had so many situations where, like, there was a dream sold to you and you kind of lost momentum, how do you keep yourself motivated?
Well, now I pray a lot. I pray a lot more than anything. Like, seriously, like, I don't know how people don't believe in God. I really don't. I really don't. Because it's just some things that happen. It's like, you can't explain it. Like, there's no scientific, like, cause, like, for this. Like, you gotta give the credit to somebody.
Right.
Like, else.
All praise to the Most High.
Something higher.
I know that's right.
Like, it's no way. So, I used to get real depressed. I used to, like, erase my, no, not erase. I used to deactivate my Instagram a lot. And I have people, like, my producer, be like, what are you doing? Like, you
can't
are tripping. I'm showing people you. What are you doing? Like, you must not want this shit. And I'm just like, I do, but it's hard. It really is hard. Like, seriously. And then I just got more serious about myself. I don't
That's
know. Good. I don't know what it is. I don't know how old you guys are, but I'm 25, so.
Me too.
Okay. When I became, like, probably, like, 23, I just felt more like a woman all of a sudden. I don't know what it was. You know how you ever...
It's something about that 23rd year right? of life like,
okay.
where it's, shit just hit a little different. It's like, oh, I'm not like a you kid wanna, no more.
I'm not a kid.
But I'm not grown
Facts.
Either.
Facts. Well, see, look, I felt like that for a while when I was 19, 20, 21. I felt like, damn, I'm grown, but like, I ain't grown to sit with the adults at the
right,
time.
Right, right.
But
right.
I'm not sitting with them kids. I'm right. not doing that. I'm going to leave. But now I know I'm grown. Like, I curse around my mother. No what? Disrespect. I love my mother, but.
I don't curse around my mother. I'll be telling her, like.
I mistake sometimes. Yeah. I'll be like,
no,
right,
no. If I'm mad, my dad let me rock. Like,
yeah,
you know, like.
No,
I'll
be like, I could curse. She might be like, this fucking bitch. Like, I'll be tweet, but I gotta ask permission first. You feel me?
Nah, like, I remember was one time I was so mad that, like, if you say the wrong thing, I would start cursing you out because, like, I'm venting to you right now, Dad, and I'm mad.
Yeah.
Like, so
yeah,
he just be letting me rock.
I got a Muslim mama, so she don't play.
What? My dad.
What?
My dad Muslim, too.
Oh, my father, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, my father's Muslim. My whole family used to be Muslim. Like, I used to cover. Like,
me too,
it's
girl.
Weird because, like, my mother's side is Christian and my dad's side is Muslim.
Yeah.
So my girl was like, yeah, you want a piece of pork bacon? I'd be like, grandma, I'm not supposed to be eating pork.
Right.
Nah, I never had pork ever.
Yeah.
Well, I think I ate it by mistake once, and
I think
got real
we all
sick.
Have by mistake, oh, and we got real sick.
I went to the bodega. I was like, let me get a sandwich. I thought it was like pastrami. He like salami. I'm like, that shit was good as fuck.
I got sick.
I got sick as fuck.
Astaghfirullah.
Yeah.
Astaghfirullah.
No. Oh my God, you're giving me like the
flashback.
Yeah. Some people claim they Muslim, and I'd be like, what you know? They just be like, that's haram. Like,
bye. Bye.
That's funny. Can we get into your single that is out Unlikely right now?
Yeah.
First of all, the video was amazing.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, just like from like the different
I loved
scenes,
it.
The production, like,
thank
the
you.
Whole the whole Cheetah Girl.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, y'all noticed that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
But like, everything was literally top tier, professional, put together well, like, amazing.
Thank you.
Make sure y'all go check that out because that video is really fire. Like,
thank
no
you.
Gas, it's fire.
That's what we really here right now.
No, thank you.
But can you just tell us about that? Like, what was the process of
process,
actually, like, making the song, the video?
Thanks. So the song really came easy. Like, that really is the easy part for me. Like, I'm writing and, like, vocal producing it at this point. Like, I record myself. I don't engineer. Like, I can't mix and master, but I will go open up Pro Tools. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
I can record myself now. So I did all those backgrounds. And, like, that's nothing to me. It's time consuming sometimes, but that was nothing. I did that song almost 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so I got a lot of songs. I have a lot. Some of them I'm like, all right, I'm going to leave this to the side, try to get them placed.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Right.
Drew,
mm-hmm.
Juicy Dora got that. She could take some more. I did that song 2 years ago, so that was nothing. And then over time, I go based on how I feel. Because when I write, usually it's from a personal like place. So I'll have people in my ear like, that song is fire. Put that out. You sleeping. But it
you
just takes me to
like
a bad place.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I don't feel like that. And I just be like, I don't even connect with that song no more.
Right.
But I kept hearing Unlikely, Unlikely, Unlikely. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I think I could do this. And I put together the treatment. I co-directed it. Ask Denity. He will tell you.
Shout out to Denity.
Denity will tell you. I co-directed it. Denity allows me to have a lot of creative control.
That's good.
So I love working with him because I need that. Like, I can't. I know that some artists, they'll just come and be like, hey, here's a song. I want a video. And let the director do whatever, pick the place or whatever. But I literally did it. It took me, like, a total of probably, like, 3 months to, like, know where we was gonna shoot, how we was gonna shoot everything. Like, I knew I wanted dancers. I picked the outfits. Like, I didn't even give them the option.
I mean, it's your video.
It's your video.
I know.
So basically, y'all do what I say.
Yeah, kind of. I kind of did, for real. And with Denity, I allowed him to direct or whatever, too, but he definitely respected how I was like, I want the Cheetah Girls, okay?
Yeah.
I want to be, like, wearing a gold on the red couch.
Mm-hmm.
I want the blue. And it was one more scene, the clouds.
I made
those clouds. Yeah, like, I just did a lot. See, like, when you don't got no team, you really got to come up with that. Usually the artists that they sign the major labels, you just kind of... They don't even write their songs sometimes.
No, they don't.
Sometimes they really don't. But if they do, that's probably it. And then they got somebody that does their treatment, finds mm-hmm. the outfits, everything.
Doing, like,
so,
the rollout mm-hmm. and everything.
Yeah, I got all the girls' makeup done. Like, it was a lot. I did a lot, okay? I came out of my pocket a
that
lot.
Sounds like dedication.
It does sound like dedication.
Yeah, because I came across a few investors, and they seemed really interested, and they pulled back for whatever reason, like I was telling y'all before. But then I feel like not all of them just pull back to be funny. I'm like, I need to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sit there and cry like, oh, see, look, like, nobody wants to help me. Like, I could sing. I'm prettier than these. Like, I used to be talking all crazy. But then it was like, no, just because you're pretty and just because yeah. you're talented or whatever, that don't mean nothing. Like, you need to keep working. Mm-hmm. It's not your time yet.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep working harder, mm-hmm. period. You crying and shit, nobody cares.
I think that's so. The biggest thing that creatives or, like, entrepreneurs face is that we oftentimes compare ourselves to other people.
Yeah.
And it's like, it becomes like a subconscious thing. And it's like, it's not your time. Like, you really yes. learn patience when yeah. you are creative. Like, mm-hmm. That shit, it can get very depressing.
Yep.
Very.
And very dark at times. And it's just like, that.
Yep.
Like, even especially like when you want something like happen the way that you mm-hmm. want it to happen and it doesn't.
Yep.
Or like, it's like, I want it to happen at this time mm-hmm. and it yes. doesn't. Or like,
yep.
it's like, especially like being an entrepreneur, even with like artistry or like whatever, it's like, everything gotta be perfect.
You just bang the shit out of your elbow.
I swear I just felt the way I just do that.
Nah, that shit hurt. I know it did.
The funny
that was a funny bang this shit out of your elbow.
I ain't had my funny bone in a long time in my life.
Damn, my arm ringing for you. That's crazy. That is very crazy.
Hey, yo.
With Troy, right? So the person that I have the placement with,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we're going back to like how, you know, just because you're talented or just because yeah. you know that your piece of art is like worthy,
mm-hmm.
that don't mean nothing at all. If that was the case, a lot of people mm-hmm. would be like on and a lot of people would, you know what I mean?
Right.
It don't work like that. It's different. I still can't really tell you even like what it is, but definitely determination, and you have to continue going. Because if you decide to stop and then you try to come back, you're not Beyonce.
Right.
You can't do that.
You want to know what's so funny?
You can't do that.
I like how she said you're not Beyonce. So like when I be going out and I be having my heels on and my feet screaming, uh-huh. I be like, Beyonce would take her heels off. Like that's my motivation to myself to not take my heels off. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, Beyonce wouldn't take her heels off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
yeah, Beyonce I be trying to walk on a little sidewalk crate things like Rihanna.
Oh.
Like, if she could do it, I could do it.
But I saw the pictures like, how she never fell? Like,
it's actually not that hard. It's like you gotta step in between the shit. I did it. I did it. I don't know if I can do it again.
They got her on several different like.
Yeah. And it's like she do that shit on purpose because she know.
She knows.
She gotta be doing that shit on purpose.
But like, I just feel like as a female, like my motivation and mindset, like I'm like, Beyonce would not take her heels off, so you're not about to take your heels off.
Right.
Like, you're going to have to thug it out. Like, baby wobbling.
The trick that I learned is, like, it's your posture. Your posture is everything. And I learned this when I was in dance. So, like, when your feet...
But here's the thing, though. Like, you're more, like, athletic. Like, my calves meet.
Nah, it's the posture. So this is the thing. Chest out, shoulders back.
Oh, yeah.
And breathe.
That's true. I forgot.
Breathe. I'm telling you, posture is everything. From a person that did ballet.
My back going down.
Oh, you did ballet?
I did. I'm a trained dancer.
Danced
for 14 years, yeah.
You need a dancer for, like, your next music video?
Okay.
It's been a minute, but I've really been trying to get back into it because that's really, other than this, that was my first passion. That was my first love. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's where my creativity really comes from, dance. So,
So it's a passion for you?
It definitely.
Oh, okay.
Definitely a passion.
So can we get into, you actually have an EP coming out soon?
Yeah, so I am going to put out an EP really, really soon.
Okay.
Not this summer, in the fall. I'm thinking, like, August is considered the summer.
It is.
It's the summer.
It's the summer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Once you get to September, that's fall. But all right, August.
So I'm thinking the end of September.
Big summer. You know, they got to say the best for last.
Big summer? Oh, look. Oh, wait, what?
Yes, oh, I'm a Leo.
She's a Leo.
You are?
Don't roll your eyes.
Oh, you
they,
are?
You know they got to say the best for last. Like, come on now, baby. August 10th.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Wait. No shade.
Thank you.
That sounds... Wait, no. What Leo or Charles?
No, no. My mother's a Leo. I ain't even mean... I'm having flashbacks again. My mother is a Leo. Okay.
Yo, Leo moms is wicked. Every Leo mother I know
is wicked. The end of July. So, I don't know. That's the difference.
That's the Leo, though.
My brother is the end of August. Both of my brothers. And they just, like... they more in a quiet side attitude. Yeah. My mom is the end of July. She's loud. Okay. Like, we argue a lot. So I'm just like, all right, see, Leo's date strong. Really, really strong. But my EP, I'm going to release it the end of September.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to title it When It Blooms. Like, I'm sure.
Now, why you chose that name?
Because I think I'm finally at a point now where I know... how I want myself to be perceived.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I want, the message I want to send. I feel so sure of myself now. So now I feel like I'm truly sprouting. Before, I was like kind of in like a boot camp. And I'm still getting better. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm about to go out to Cali like to like a writing boot camp with somebody, and they're about to make me better. But I am at a point now where I feel confident enough. Because going into rooms with like writers that got placements, like I've been in rooms with the writers, they got placements with this person, that person. It could be discouraging, for real.
Yeah.
Because you come in there, and honestly, it really kind of is like, and we try to write a song together, and it's like, they're not really taking what I'm trying to, you know, throw, because I don't got a placement yet.
Right.
So that's why I'm really happy I got a placement now, too. You know, see, and that's crazy. I don't know, it's hard. It's really hard to get in, I would say. As a writer, I don't know. I can't speak for artists or producers or...
I thought it would be easier for writers.
I think it would be harder, actually.
I think it's harder. It really is hard. It's so many writers.
This is true, yeah.
It's so many. And then for these songs, like those big songs, like Rihanna or Michael Jackson, it's so many people that was a part of making that song. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, it took all of y'all. And it really don't really take all of them, but I mean... it'd be like that. I guess you want to make sure the song is, like, undeniable. So you have all these writers in the room, and then, you know, so I'm working with Chanel Red. Y'all familiar with her?
I've heard the name.
Okay, so she wrote on Destiny Child's album. Mm-hmm. She wrote two songs up there. She co-wrote up there. She works with Faith Evans. Her discography is crazy. Yeah, so I met her, like, 2 years ago, a little bit before COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly... thanks to Chanel, she's a big reason why I got that placement.
Yeah.
She started pushing me to, like, be better, and she started putting me in rooms with writers who already got placements.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, he worked with Chris Brown. Oh, he worked with this person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, all right, that's fine. Like, and I'll be trying to work and throw my melody. They don't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got the call that they did want the placement, I was really shocked, for real, for real. Going back to that, I was really shocked.
Congratulations.
They shady. It's shady.
Yeah. No, I think it's
shady.
Interesting that you were talking about, like, how there's so many writers in the room at, like, one time, because I was watching Tank's interview on Drink Champs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he was explaining how, like...
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, so remember the group TTG that him... It was him,
Trying
Tyrese... No, not
oh,
that. No.
Okay.
So basically, it was him, Tyrese, and Ginuwine. They came out with an album, and the reason why the group kind of fell apart is because him and Tyrese had two different writing processes. So, like, Tyrese wanted a whole bunch of writers in the room, 1,000 writers, a whole bunch of producers, whereas Tank, he wanted it to be in more of an intimate setting where you have, like, a certain amount of producers and everything like that. And is that something that, you know, you kind of differentiate, or, like, is...
So that was the thing, too. I used to hate, like, oh, my God. Like, one of the most important times I remember being put in a room with, it was guys. It was all guy writers, too.
So that's already intimidating.
Listen, the guys are shady. I don't know about the women. I can only speak about the guys. The guys are shady. Like, the writers.
Yeah.
The R&B, specifically. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the pop. I like pop. I write pop. But I don't know about the pop, hip-hop. But R&B boys, the writers... Oh, my God.
They sassy? So,
yes.
I was about to say, I think they sassy.
Yes. Like, I was making sure I was very conscious of, like, the vibe I was given. Because I'm like, I'm a woman. The minute I even, like, try to frown, they're going to sit there and say something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to make sure I was talk-to-able, no problems, nothing. But it still turned out somebody was really shady. But, I'm a more intimate person, too. I feel like R&B is more intimate.
Definitely.
It is.
I don't know. See, it started going, like, I feel like it started going astray a little bit, mm-hmm. and it was getting a little bit bibbity-bobbity.
It was, definitely.
You know, and it was like, all right, no, damn, all right, 1 minute, 30-second song, that was
Yeah,
fast.
1 minute, 30-second is crazy.
And it's like, yeah, it's no singing. I'm like, oh, okay, I got a few of those songs, but I don't really like them. Mm-hmm. I'm more of an intimate, I'm real R&B, like the notes. Like, yeah. you're going to hear that I can sing.
Yeah.
So,
that was right.
when I was put in a room with all those boys, they like, yeah, yo, that's her And I'm just like thinking in my head, I don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. and it wasn't a purposeful thing. Like, I'm not sitting there trying to act bougie at all. I don't have a placement. Y'all got placements. But the way I write, like I said, is I think in my head, or I'll write or go line for line, and I don't be like mm-hmm. hype. They kind of like as if they write and pump it up. And I'm like, I'll be like, how did come out with this?
All that testosterone is like relax.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just the boys. I don't know. I never really been put in a room full of girls yet. I wrote mm-hmm. with Chanel Red. We mm-hmm. wrote some tracks, and we wrote with another girl, but that was it. It was a lot of guys that day.
Yeah.
And they just be. They really do. They get up, start smoking weed, and I just be like, how can they even think? Like, I can't even fucking think.
Hey, yo, that's funny.
I can't even think like that. Mm-mm.
So, like, speaking about how you said, you know, R&B kind of started to lose its way. When we were in the parking lot, you had mentioned something about me mentioning Bridges.
Yeah.
In one of the episodes. So, what's your take on that?
I forgot what episode it was.
It was with Cam's, Right Boy Cam's.
It was with Cam.
Shout out to Right Boy Cam.
Yeah, shout out to him. That's my brother. So, you were saying, like, oh, R&B.
We got to bring the bridge back. That's how I feel.
You know, that's what I did on my song, too. I don't even know if you, like...
No, I did.
Called it. Okay.
I did.
And that, honestly, that came, like, months later, because before, mm-hmm. that shit was short, like, 2 minutes. And then I'm just sitting with it, and I called my manager. I'm like, M, call him up. We need to get together. They got to make a bridge, because they made the beat from scratch.
Yeah.
I'm like, they have to make a bridge. He like... What a bridge? What?
Like, it's a foreign language.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm really like big on creative control. I mm-hmm. know what mm-hmm. I want. So I'll listen to you for a second, but if I know for sure in the back of my head, yeah, bitch, you sure? I'll be like, yeah, mm-hmm, that. I was like, we need a bridge. So we got together. And what I did was, because I ain't write bridges for so long because mm-hmm. they've been out of style for so mm-hmm. long, I was listening to a lot of old songs that had bridges. Mm. I love Ciara.
Yes.
I love her. So I went to...
I could definitely see the inspiration.
You could?
I can.
Really?
I can.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I can.
I'll purposely do it, but, well, with this song, though, mm-hmm. we had... I went to My Love. Mm-hmm. You know that song?
Yeah.
By her?
Yeah.
All right, so I went to her bridge. It was a quick bridge, too. It wasn't even OD, like, long. It was 4 bars. I told them, copy that. Take this bridge, take that melody, and just make it into this song, mm-hmm. though. Like, you know, take that same... The structure.
The cadence and everything.
Yeah, so they did that, and that's what I did.
That's tough. Okay.
That's how I came up with that, and it's nice and quick. And I plan to do bridges. I don't think R&B is dead.
It's not. It's not. I actually saw this tweet the other day that said, R&B isn't dead. Y'all just getting old and don't know how to find
I
music.
I just seen that today. I seen it today.
That's funny.
I feel like maybe I am getting old, or maybe they was just putting in the media a lot the bibbity boppity.
That's mm-hmm. what it is. I think R&B is in great hands right now. Like,
it is.
It's in great hands.
Yeah, a lot of people. Kiana Le Day.
Yes.
She's...
Like, let's talk about her. Like, she's fired.
Yeah,
she Victoria Monet.
She's good.
I love her.
She's so slept on, bro.
Yeah,
like,
she is.
She's starting to get the recognition, but I feel like it's not enough.
You know why, though?
Why?
She's been writing for so long.
So long.
And probably, this is me going on my educated guess based on mm-hmm. me on my little level compared mm-hmm. to her. Right, she done wrote records for Ariana Grande.
Oh, wow.
A lot of girl groups. Yeah, a lot of girls, like, she's in the pop. She's stacked. She don't have to be an artist.
She does.
But she want to be, because
mm-hmm.
she love it, but...
And she's a performer.
Yeah, she can perform.
She's a performer.
Yeah, she really good. Mm-hmm. You can tell she really love it. So, I think with her, they won't let her, like, in because they kind of like, nah, we ain't fucking with that. We want you to be mm-hmm. a writer. You was writing us them hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Money Long. Same thing with Money Long.
She's been writing for a long time.
She wrote California King back.
Hours and hours.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay.
That
okay.
girl's discography is crazy.
You know who I'm still mad that's like not, like, you did, but you're not. Tink. That's my girl.
I like
that's
Tink, too.
That's my girl.
I like Tink, too.
Like, it's like she's there, but, like, it feel like she's been in the same position for
years. It might be something
years.
Inside. It gotta be, like, it an inside be. Thing at this like, point, because she's too talented.
Too, like...
It gotta be, like, an inside
too
thing.
Too talented. Like, baby, I need you on the billboards and everything. Like,
yeah.
you got the songs.
Yeah. She is good. But see, that type of shit will make you depressed. Mm-hmm. You see, like, they really trying, but it's something, and like, good. It's something, it's an inside thing where they just, like, yeah, put her to the side, make
but
sure she's
But there's also, like, what is, I think you call it, like, gatekeepers for, like, who, like, gets in, like, the forefront.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Like, the
media definitely.
And stuff like yep. that. Like, whoever got the key, unlock that bitch and let my motherfucking go.
It's like they're trying to make sure that the sound, this is my educated guess. I guess they don't want the sound to become too saturated, but I feel like it's kind of too late for that a little bit. It's like, how can I put it? A lot of these artists have different sounds, but it's all like the bibbity bop, like she was mm-hmm. saying, like the bridges aren't in the songs and everything like that. So
and then when they go sing live, they can't
they
even
can't
sing. Yeah,
they can, it's a lot of studio artists.
Yeah,
a lot mm-hmm. of studio artists, and it's like mm-hmm. it kind of takes away from the real artistry of the genre, like period. So what's something that separates you from the rest of these other artists right now?
Oh, okay. See, I thought about that long and hard. So I feel like for right now where we are. It's popular to, when I say it's popular, y'all might not like those songs exactly mm-hmm. or pick that to listen to in the morning, but what they're putting on the mainstream a lot is like the girls, the message that the girls are giving, the guys are giving is like, fuck bitches,
give
fuck these men.
Uh-huh.
If he ain't giving you, if he ain't giving you nothing, girl, don't even look at him.
Right.
Fuck his friend.
I don't know about fuck his friend, but I know that.
No,
right.
I'm saying
that's the message.
The songs say that all the time, mm-hmm. and I catch myself liking them. They be a little boppity, you know.
They
I like
do.
It.
They do.
The melody be hitting, real
get that
ass
bread,
bitch
get
giver.
That
I like
daily.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
F-R-E.
Fuck nigga free.
I like that song, though. They not bashing men. They not bashing men, because you could be fuck nigga
you could
free.
Be a fuck nigga free.
Facts.
You could be fuck nigga free and still have a man. He's just not a fuck nigga.
That's the one.
So that's why.
That's the one.
The men be coming crazy.
That's
like,
my shit, and I am in a whole healthy-ass relationship, but I'm fuck nigga free.
Can I just
free.
Say right. something? Like, when Big Lo came out with Fuck Nigga Free, right? You feel me? Let her have her shine.
Right.
All you niggas coming out with remixes
and everything.
Like,
I heard
let
one,
Big Love
I heard one.
Have her shine.
I heard one that was fire, though.
No, don't get me wrong. It's fire, but then it's just like, I just feel like it's also taken away from her, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because now all you see on TikTok is remixes
it.
And...
She could stop it the same way Ella Mae and them stopped.
Yeah.
Jacquees?
Because he was wild. He,
oh,
not
yeah,
respectfully,
right.
he was wild.
They must have sent his ass
Jacquees.
A letter like, listen, we will blackmail you. Something,
no,
something
Jacquees was wilding with Ella Mae.
Yeah.
As an artist, if I was her, I would feel a type of way too, like, my nigga, like, relax.
They had asked her on, I think, the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne. I love Charlamagne.
Yeah.
Oh, my, I want to meet him. That's one person I want to meet. He asked her, whatever, and he asked her, like, so, like, you know, what's going on with the Jacquees thing? Like, you know, son, I think he asked, like, why y'all do that or what's going on with that.
Yeah.
She was just like, I mean, you know, my team, they said what they said. That's it. She shut it down.
That's ooh, it.
They was not. Period. They wasn't playing about that because he had that shit on fire.
He was wilding.
But what I think separates me, right, mm-hmm. is I'm not coming out with that message.
Mm.
I'm not coming out with that message. I don't sit here and be like, oh, girl power, and I make a mistake and diss a girl down the road. I love my women, I love my men. I feel like I don't want to put that message out like, oh, fuck that nigga if he ain't giving you nothing. But also don't take no shit.
Right.
I'm not,
okay.
yeah. So like my songs that's going to come out, it's songs that y'all probably not going to expect. Like the sound, like mm-hmm. I sing, but I got some bibbity boppity.
Yeah.
Okay? I do. But they're still not saying like, oh, fuck him. Like, girl, fuck him and fuck his friend too and this, that. Like, it's not, mm-mm. So I think I'm coming out definitely making women feel more confident. But I'm also supporting love because I'm a lover.
Right, you're a lover girl.
I'm not going to front. I'm a lover girl.
Me too.
I am. So I'm not going to sit here in front like I'm not. Because
mm-hmm.
we got a lot of that. Like I said,
right.
The girls, they're on a billboard.
The
on
girls
the radio.
Who saying this shit, they in full blown relationships.
Yeah, not even Big Glow. But
not even.
JT and Uzi.
I was just.
Megan Party.
Oh, yes.
Full
Carisha
blown. Carisha. Well, Carisha. I'm not even going to talk about Carisha.
She said she's not with him.
She said. On that man.
I mean.
Thanks.
I like Megan.
Carisha, please.
Oh.
That's exactly how Santana did.
Carisha, please.
What? Who said that?
Santana.
Oh, my. I'm thinking about your upper body.
Your lower body. Your upper body.
That's funny. She said you need to brush here because it's box. I watched that a lot. No. I think they're funny. And, like, not see, I'm not saying, like, oh, I don't want to see them or whatever. But there needs to be, like, more of a good message rather than a bad
Cardi
message.
And Offset.
Yeah, kind of. I think her sound probably about to change. She got an album coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I know her sound is about to change because of that feature she did with Summer. On the No Love remix, the extended version.
Not singing, though.
Nah.
You know who caught me by surprise?
Lotto
caught me by surprise when she just dropped. I said, you saying Lotto?
I like Lotto a lot.
I love Lotto.
I like the Queen of the... No, not
Queen of the South.
Is it Queen of the South? That's the last album, right?
I thought it was just a single.
Not the recent one.
No, that was the last one.
Yeah.
The last one, I think the title is Queen. I like that album the most.
Nah, I fuck with Lotto.
I like when she rap and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not coming out with that message at all. Like, I do have a song for sure. Like, yeah, I will tell you what I'll do to you if you do me dirty.
Absolutely.
But I'm not, I don't meet you and look like, what can I get out of him? I'm going to drain that nigga. Like, no. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, I'll be on already. Not gonna hold you.
Respectfully. I've had
the opportunities. But growing up Muslim, like, I also got, like, the morals. And I also, I just know how to separate, like, all right, that's temporary.
Right.
Like, that's not going to even give me, like, I'm going to feel bad about that later. Yeah, so I ain't coming like that.
So before we wrap it up, it is... Dirty laundry time.
Okay.
So dirty laundry is basically where you share a secret with us on the show. It could be something that you've seen, something that you actually been through. We don't do no indictments, so like no names, no dates. Yeah. You can change it around.
Yeah.
Give them like another name or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you definitely gotta make it juicy for us.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest.
All right, let's go.
Wait, y'all have a specific question or
tell us what you gotta tell
whatever
us.
Whatever you got to say.
Oh, all right. Like, wait, give me, like, an example, y'all. I'm coming.
Everybody always asks for an example, because
y'all, like, give us your dirty laundry. Like, I got a lot.
So my favorite one, I feel like I always went to this one. The guy pissed in a bottle and gave it to his friend to drink, which is
disgusting. It'd be weird shit like that. Yeah.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
The other one, he was messing with this girl that was actually pregnant, and she actually invited him to the baby shower.
Yeah, he didn't know she was pregnant at the time they had sex, though. And then
did she know?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
City Girls is.
Yeah.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Cause that's crazy.
That's crazy. Damn, I'm trying to think. Look, I ain't sitting here like, oh, I'm the realest bitch. Like, I never did nothing. But, like, I really try not to do people dirty. Mm-hmm. I really try not to, for real. Cause what goes around really comes around.
I'm saying it can be something that you also witness as well.
Yeah, it does.
Huh? I said it could also be something that you witness as well, too. Like, it probably not be, like, your technical dirty laundry. You just was there.
Damn.
Did any weird or crazy things happen?
Wait, can y'all share something with me first? It might inspire me. Oh. It might inspire me. Because I'm trying to think. I did.
I like that.
She's funny. You go to hell. You go first.
I already told you.
Oh, y'all gotta first. Y'all must have a lot of dirty laundry.
I ain't got shit.
That rain. Stop lying.
You don't have nothing.
She got some
What's
shit.
Your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Fucking Gemini.
You are Chrissy's Gemini.
Birthday is coming up.
I have grown to love Geminis
now.
I
hate them.
I'm a Capricorn.
Oh, God.
You do? I fuck with Capricorns.
You do?
No. I do.
I was looking in the compatibility thing. No. Like, I don't see the match.
No, we're not compatible at all. But I'm like, fuck that list.
Because I keep on coming in contact with Geminis. Chanel Red, fired. She's Gemini. Troy Oliver.
Capricorns are compatible with fucking anybody. Like,
really? You think so?
I think so.
Well, I mean, I'm the best Capricorn ever because I'm born on the best day ever.
What's the best day ever?
What's the best day ever?
January 1st.
Oh, that is the best day ever, right? But no, the other one. Hold on, wait. You get one
Christmas?
More? Yes, Christmas Day. Yeah, December 25th. Never celebrated it.
Right.
Growing up Muslim. Never celebrated it.
Growing up Muslim.
Nah.
Man, my childhood was crazy.
Nah. Oh, me too. I was gonna get into that too, but I was like, you know what?
I mean, if you
Christmas,
want to,
I definitely like going to my Christmas side of the family.
Oh, of course you did.
I need all of that. I need the gifts. I want this. I want that.
I mean, if you want that to like be your dirty laundry, I guess.
What? Wait.
You getting into like you growing up Muslim or whatever? Like, is that something that a lot of people don't know?
All right, wait. All right. I'm going to tell y'all dirty laundry. All right, y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this dirty laundry though, because it ain't no secret. So, all right, my ex boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And see, once I broke up with him, I started taking music very seriously. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, look in the mirror, bitch, you're a joke. okay? And that's why he did what he did, kept doing what he was doing. You need to do X, Y, and Z. You know, stop trying to convince a person on why they should love you, whatever.
Right.
Show them.
Right.
Show them. And I'm showing you now when he do see this, because I know y'all on the way up. Y'all blowing up. I got
my
placement.
You blowing up. That's what I'm saying.
I got my placement, okay? Drew Sidora. I got, and it's going to go up. But so when I was with him for 4 years, and I was doing the music thing, and I was shooting videos, but I wasn't thinking about them enough to where they looked a mess. They looked a mess. It wasn't giving. Mm-hmm. So every time I was like, yeah, scratch that. No, I'm not. I didn't even finish the scenes. Like, hair was fucked up. OD, though. Yeah. Like, it was not presentable, and I knew that. And I was just with him, always helping him out. He was a bum-ass nigga. He from the Bronx, y'all. He from the Bronx.
Damn, not a New York nigga.
Yeah.
War stories.
He's from the Bronx. Child. So every time a guy just be like, yeah, I'm from the Bronx, I'd be like,
scars.
That's it.
It's Brooklyn for me.
On everything, I can't. I'm not, like, you're not even getting a chance at all.
Not
nothing. So I was with him, and he did a lot of dirty things to me. So one day, and I was always a good girl, like I said. I grew up Muslim, so, like, very faithful. Mm-hmm. You know, to teach the women to be very faithful.
The morals are different when you grow up Muslim. It's really, like, the shit that you see other girls doing is like, yo, I could never.
Yeah, and see, and never. Not even judging, because, like, I got friends
Right.
I got friends as hoes.
Right.
I used to bartend, too. I used to be having partners that be like, bitch, yeah, I just fucked him. Yeah, he bought me this chain. He's so ugly. I'm thinking in my head, bitch, why the fuck would you fuck him then? Like, y'all bitches out here selling pussy, so I had to stop doing that.
Yeah.
When I was with him, I was bartending, though, because he was such a bum nigga, right? I'm not saying his name, but he was getting into things that he wasn't supposed to be getting into, mailboxes. So, yeah, he was broke, and I was always giving him money, like, helping him out. I was the breadwinner, basically. Mm-hmm. I was working a job and bartending and doing music. Oh, I'm so happy I brought up this story, because I'm gonna mention another person. Fuck with him.
I'm here.
Fuck with him heavy. I know y'all should know him.
Okay.
So I'm bartending, and we was about to break up soon. Like that, we was almost about to break up. One night I'm bartending, and I was already thinking, like, yo, I have to get out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't belong. Like, I'm not selling pussy. No, I'm not going home with you. I'm not acting like I like you. So you could, you know, I'm not every night. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. And on socials, I'm not gonna keep on posting. Come meet me at my bar when I really want to sell music.
Yeah,
because for real, because people really would. They'll know I could sing, but it wouldn't. They wouldn't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it'd just be like, yo, you come with me tonight. I'm like, no,
no.
But tomorrow. Tomorrow in the morning, I could sing for you, though. Like, you know, yeah. And they was not trying to hear that shit. So one night I'm bartending, and I put up my flyer, because you had to, okay? Mm-hmm. Promoters are pimps. No. You have to put it up, or you will lose your spot.
I think that's going to be another episode for another day.
I know a couple, too.
Y'all ever had strippers or bartenders up here?
We had the eye candy.
Okay.
But I also know somebody, like, you can't work unless you give an ass. They can get like that.
Oh my god, y'all. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I think I got two dirty laundries.
Bro, right. Let's get it. Let's go
win. Wait, I want to make it fast. I'm sorry.
No, right, so take your time.
So look, I'm bartending. Da da da. Yeah. The music playing, Future sign. I see this person come to my bar because he saw my flyer. And it was Great John on the beat.
Y'all know? Yeah, I know what that is.
Fuck with him.
He do a lot of Chef G songs and stuff.
He came to my bar, and I told him this. I told him this probably like 3 months ago. Like, yo, you a big reason why I got out the club, bro. Like, for real. So he came to my bar. And you know how, you know, them guys, they come to the bar like, yo, young God, do this, smile. Like, I can take you out the game. But he ain't tell me he could take me out the game.
He didn't say that.
But I remember he came to my bar, and then he was just talking to me. He was real cool. That was, like, my second time seeing him. Mm-hmm. He always saw me going to the studio, though, because he was at, like, around my studio at the time. Yeah. He always saw me going there faithfully. And he was showing me Chef G. He, like, oh, my God, he probably going to kill me if he see this. But he said this. He, like, yeah, look, I want to show you somebody, this the next biggie. And I'm like, I was like, the next biggie? Who is this person? I didn't know who Chef G was.
Right.
I'm like, who is this? Like, he showing me him. He like, nah, for real. He like, not biggie, but like, he, you know, he black, he little chubby, deep voice. I'm like, okay, all right. He showing me or whatever. And at the time, they just came out. Like, so I really didn't know who Chef G was. Yeah, I didn't know them. He do all their, like, most of their beats. Mm-hmm. You always hear his tag, Great John on the beat.
Yeah.
And then basically he was just like, yo, you talented as fuck, yo. why you be here? Like, he was on some serious shit.
Gotta change your whole fucking life.
I swear.
Yeah. He just, like, I was talking to him, and he said, yo, you really could sing your ass off, bro. Like, he ain't even know I wrote at the time. He, like, why you here? Like, for real. Like, he wasn't really trying to really talk shit about the girls, but he just, like, you know, the girls that take on those careers for a long run and don't use it as a bag and flip it and shit like that, he like, they ain't got what you got, like a talent, something else to fall back on, something, a skill, you know? So I was just like, it made me think, like, damn, people like him are looking at me now, like, why she here? And then she posting the singing and videos, like, she looked confused, lost. And then
it don't make sense.
Yeah, right. So that was one, I told myself, like, yeah, I'm about to quit. And then the icing on the cake was one night, I got put on for New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. That was the money night. And so I was dancing on New Year's, not dancing, but like, you know, having fun as a bartender, hookah, whatever. The ball dropped. Then my promoter, he grabbed me. He like, come here, let me talk to you. Brought me to a back room. Right? Mind you, I was drinking already and stuff, but I'm here with him.
Yeah. Right.
So he brought me to the back room. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling this. I'm not gonna say his name though, but
yeah, no.
Listen, I ain't saying no names. If they ever come out going off, then y'all know it's who it is.
Right, guilty ass conscience.
He brought me to the back room and like the private room and he like, yo, dance for me. At the time I had the boyfriend. But I started doing him dirty. I'm gonna get back into that because that's the part of it. I'm gonna tell y'all real quick.
Okay.
All right. I went to the back room and I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Y'all probably gonna look at me like, bitch, you fucking hoe. But he like, yo, like dance with me, yo. I got money. Right. So I'm having fun. I'm dancing with him a little bit. Like he throwing the money a little bit.
Get your money.
Yeah, like it was nothing. I felt like after a while, the bartenders, the strippers, and the promoters, they be having that relationship sometimes. Like it don't be about nothing. Like if the promoter not weird, it be just fun real quick. That's it. And they'll act weird.
Mm-hmm.
But then I stopped. And I'm like, let me go back out to the front. He was like, yo, grab me like. Yo, spit on it, like spit on your hand. I was like, huh? In my head, I'm like, yo, he trying me. Oh, he think I'm about to sell something because he put me on for this night. You know, they give you a little taste of like, yeah, this is what the money nights look like.
It's the
you
want to
get back on it?
Right.
So like, then I'm like, no.
That's the first thing you have to say?
Yeah, I'm like.
Well, you could have been more subtle with it. Like,
I was about to say his name. I'm like, no. And then he grabbed me, though. Like, for real, he was for real. He like, yo, like, what's going on? Spilling. I'm like, are you drunk? He like, nah, I'm not drunk. And I ended up leaving out of there. But then after that, I told myself, I'm not bartending no more, yo.
Yeah, nah,
took off all my photos or whatever. And that was a little bit after Great John and B spoke to me. So I'm like, he told me. Like, he's probably a prophet. He probably came here to tell me, get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here.
God bless.
And so I left or whatever. And then I did leave, but after you bartend or you strip or you just working in the club for a certain amount of time, you learn to finesse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Right? You really do learn to finesse. And see, growing up Muslim too, that was very foreign for me. So I was like, oh, I could finesse. I used to finesse people like money. Like, not on purpose, but they want to give you money. I ain't going to say no. That's what I'm here for.
Right.
So whatever. With the boy, he was, you know, doing whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just told him one day, I shared my location. I said, I'm not going to be home tonight. If you're looking for me, though, you could come here. I'm going to be with somebody. Like, I gave him a location. Like, I used to, I don't know. I wanted to make him mad. So I did that. And that's the closest.
I'm coming to get mad.
That's the closest I ever got to cheating. So he was calling me like, you serious, whatever. I went, and I remember, and then he came to my house the next day or whatever, because I went home. Well, he called me. He like, are you still there? Like, I had him under me. Once I decided to cheat back, yo.
That's the one.
Yo, that's the power one. In cheating back. When I cheated back on him, that shit got
you
him.
You get that shit back in blood.
No, for real.
Niggas cannot
They can't take it.
And I didn't do a little crushed. Sexy text. I did a little sexy sex. So I went all the way with the boy. I did everything with the boy. Like, I did everything with him. But I didn't really like him after that because I was still in love.
It be like that. It's like, damn. Like, you're not even
this was a waste of a cheat.
Like,
yeah,
damn.
This was a waste of a cheat. I should have cheated with somebody else.
Yo, and yeah, yo.
Like, that shit, you really be mad. And then you look like, damn, am I a hoe? Like, why I just do this? Like, I don't even like
that. And then after that, he kept on saying, like, yo, like, I'm saying, like, my girl. And I'm thinking, like, don't want you.
He would hit me up. That's the one that you did.
The one that I cheated with. But yeah. See, I don't even.
That'd be the thing too. Like, nigga,
I don't call it cheating because I never hid it from him. I was bold as fuck. He had me to the point where we was really toxic, right? So I couldn't even focus on being an artist or nothing. And I was a little younger, probably like 21, 22. That's different from 25. So
I'd be telling her my 21, 22 year old self was a different breed.
Yeah, he used to have me out there wilding. But I cheated back, so he called me the next morning like, "You still there? Like, are you still there?" I'm like, "Nah, I left. I'm about to go home." He like, "Can I come and see you?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, come on. Like, and that's when I knew, oh, I'ma get him. Like, he started acting right, but then I didn't want him no more. But he came to my house. So, can I ask you a question, Kai? I'm like, go ahead. You know you can ask me anything. I'll tell you anything. I was always honest. Right. That's a gift and curse. I'm not lying.
That's
Capricorn
the truth. Shit.
Yeah, I'm telling the truth. Because I'm honest. Mm-hmm. And if I did something that hurt you or whatever, honestly, at that point, you probably did something. Because I'm loyal. I don't know about other Capricorns. I'm very loyal. So, he like, do you enjoy this?
Not did you, like, nigga, you just want to hurt yourself at this point.
Why you asking questions?
I didn't want to answer it because I didn't like the boy. I'm thinking about how the boy turned me off. It was good, but I didn't like the boy. I don't like him to this day. Like, and he got everything. He got money, all that. But I don't like him. He like, did you enjoy it? I'm like, come on, why are you asking me that? I'm laughing. I'm turning around like, I know you're saying you're not in love with him, but like physically, like, you enjoyed it. I was like, yeah, he popped the perk.
Crazy.
No, y'all. It's crazy.
Perk dick is crazy.
It's really
like,
crazy.
It gets to a point where it's like, all right, nigga.
I had to stop.
It's like, why you trying to go for like over 5 hours? Like, look,
but once he told me that he had popped a perk even like to do that though, I was just like, that made me not like him more. My hair?
You got something in your hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, see, but that was my dirty laundry. I don't know if the club thing was the dirty laundry, but the promotion.
Oh, that was the dirty laundry.
I'm gonna say, because it was a story.
It was a story within a story.
That was his dirty laundry, and that was in Patterson. That was a club in Patterson, New Jersey, y'all.
Patterson got a lot of locked doors.
What'd you say?
I said Patterson got a lot of locked doors.
Yes, they do. But yeah, with the boy, he was just like, asked me, and I'm like, yeah, it was good. He popped the perk, and he was hurt. Like, yeah, he like, yeah, I know, I bet he did. I'm like, yeah. And then he
perked it.
He like, can I ask you one more question? Could you be honest, though? He was like, Did you suck
his dick? Real shit.
He was talking low like that. But we in the house, mind you, I live alone. So we in the house, I'm thinking like, yo, I cannot tell him that. He gonna fuck me.
I'm gonna die.
You gotta die, and then we leave.
Why do niggas wanna know that? Like, bro, it's a part of sex. Yes, I sucked his dick. Now what? What are you gonna do about it?
No, I couldn't tell him that. He would've tried to kill me, bro.
You did what you did, so I did what I did.
Yeah, but he still wanted to be with me after that. He wanted to be with me heavy, and he started acting right.
That's that toxic shit.
But then I realized I had stopped bartending, too, so, like, the noise was gone. Like, you know, the distraction. I'm like, all right, I can't be giving him money no more, bum-ass nigga, da-da-da. And then one day, I just cold turkey cut him off. Is that their laundry?
Nah, Capricorn is definitely will cut you.
Oh, yeah, I'm really close to a Sagittarius, too.
Oh, no.
I'm really close.
I really
like,
don't like a lot of songs.
You don't?
You're the problem.
I'm not the problem. They're the problem.
I'm like 3 days or 2 days away from a Sagittarius. I feel like people think I'm a Sag all the time. Like, yeah.
You probably have fire placements.
I will cold turkey, disappear, cut you off. I'm not doubling back. I'm serious. Ooh. You can't DM me. You can't DM me or nothing. Like, hey, how you been? Yo, congratulations on suck my dick.
Ooh. Go to hell.
Yeah. I'm from Patterson, New Jersey, so, I mean, it's close to New York. We all say that when we disrespectful. Yeah. I won't even respond to you, or it will just be like, LOL, see, look, you always come back. But
they always come back.
And then you just be looking at them like, damn, I really liked you.
Yo,
looking at yourself,
I'm serious. Like, all my exes now, they really, really not my type. They don't even look alike. I'm serious. Like, it's to the point where if I even see them, like, I don't want to even say hi.
And then you know what would be the worst part? They in the same spot that you left them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They be in this, like, nigga, why is this still your life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what happened, my nigga? Right. Like, but
y'all have kids,
bro?
No,
no.
Don't have no kids, y'all. Don't have no kids, like these niggas. Don't, don't. I'm not having no kids. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna continue to write my records, mm-hmm. release records. That's it. New Jersey, Atlanta.
A whole career ahead of me. I ain't having no kids, man.
Yo, my grandmother said the realest shit, and my grandmother gonna be 80 in August. Okay. When I be there, she just be chatting and stuff like that, but she really don't. She like, yeah. That nigga, how old? He don't got no family and no kids. She like,
girl, you something need to be wrong.
She was like, it's something wrong. I'm like, nah, grandma, like, you trick.
You don't everyone have kids?
No, I do. Okay. But, because the person was actually like a couple years older than me or something like that.
Like 10, but whatever. Go on.
So that's okay.
That's okay.
Nah, it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, that's
but,
okay.
After the situation, I realized, I'm like, God damn, she was right again. But in the moment, I never be listening to her. Like, I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. At the end of that shit, I'd be like,
right.
I should have just listened to her ass. I want kids,
just not right now.
Yeah, nah, me definitely. Like, not right now. Like,
I want to wait till I'm accomplished. Oh, I'm performing at SLB's in July. Look, God is good.
I forgot to
mention that. So, SLB's, I'll be performing there July.
Okay.
I don't want to say the date yet. I'll be posting it Memorial Day, which is tomorrow, Monday.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Really believing in God. Believe in God, for real. You gotta pray. You really gotta pray. Like, you, of course, you gotta put the work in too, though. You ain't just praying, like, God, yo, I promise you, like, and then.
$3,000?
Yeah. Same shit. I made my promises to God, though. I know my conversations, and everything started happening. I got the call about the placement, mm-hmm. for real. That's good. Like, that's, look, all right, real quick, I ain't even tell y'all, like, the producer that made the beat, that mm-hmm. is a part of the situation, he is on. Like, they don't need me. Well, mm-hmm. they need new art, you know, yeah. new artists, new writers all the time, but I'm just saying, he would have got a placement mm-hmm. without me, but he did I'm Just Jenny from the Block. He okay. did My Whole Life Has Changed. Mm-hmm. He did mm-hmm. those, so he is him. And so we all about to eat together with this, and I'm just so happy to be a part of that. Like, good people.
I love that for you.
Oh, yeah, yes. Thank you. Both of my goals I got accomplished, we halfway into the year. And I told myself, before this year's up, you need to have a placement, girl, mm-hmm. okay? Like, a real placement on somebody, and you need to be performing. SOBs is on my list. I got other things, too, but now both of them are done. I'm happy. That's I feel good. Accomplished.
As you should be.
And I wanted to come here. I'm not going to hold y'all. I'm being for real. Okay. I want to come here. I'm like, I told my manager, I'm like, yeah, ask them. I'm like, ask them. I don't know how they're going to feel.
No,
but
it's so funny because I literally known him for years. Yeah. So, when he got to me, I said, hell yeah, I got you.
Oh,
like,
really? Oh,
yeah,
thank
like,
you.
That was like, I said, him. Like, it's you. Like, come on now.
Thank you. Yeah, he be telling me sometimes, like, I'm him. I'm trying to tell you. I was like, all right.
That's not how he be telling
me. That's why I fuck with you, though. Like, you think I'm fucking with you for no reason. But, yeah. So I'm really happy to be here because you guys are still up and coming, and I'm up and coming. Mm-hmm. I'm accomplishing things. You guys are accomplishing things, right? But I was like, why would I reach out and go out to New York, mm-hmm. Atlanta, PA, Maryland? Why would I go do those podcasts when it's right here? Like, mm-hmm. I'm from Jersey. Y'all from Jersey. Y'all are here in Jersey. It's just dumb. Like, it's not giving authentic. You want to go somewhere else and be
That's
liked
the
over
one.
There. You
right.
know what I'm saying? That's not
this
real.
Is Jersey.
No, for real. That was what, DJ J-Hood?
No, Lil Man.
Oh, my bad. All right, Lil Man. Yeah. It was, like, all the same at that time. But, yeah. I want to come here first, so I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you for
so
coming.
Yes. I'll come back,
too.
Yes,
no, you got to.
When I sign bigger or I write for a bigger person,
to.
I'll come back.
You have to. This was so fun.
No, it definitely was. Is there anybody that you want to shout out? You know, shout out your Instagram and everything like that so they know where to find you.
So my Instagram is Masterpiece Kuy. So Masterpiece Q-U-Y. That's my Twitter. That's all y'all need for now. Yeah. Y'all can find me on YouTube at the same name. My video and song is out, Unlikely. Go check it out. We dance, we pop, lock, and drop it. And I want to really give a shout out to, like I said, God. I'm never going to stop saying that. Mm-hmm. For real, y'all, because once I really put my faith in him, everything is like a ripple effect. Chanel Red, Troy Oliver, Malik, which is Dilly Ills, and that's really it. Oh, and that's my team. That's my team. Like, we all work together to
shout
get
out to
me
the
where
team.
I'm going.
You feel
Thank
me?
You.
But yeah, baby, this is Illis Girls Next Door, and we will catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.